Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, Google, there's a story here about Google and other tech houses, actually, like specifically the big ones, that have been called to reimburse media houses. We need to explain how Google AdSense works first before we then have to explain why they need to reimburse media houses.
100%. Well, context does matter here. And this follows a 60-month investigation that the Competition Commission has done locally, in line with a lot of their international peers and counterparts. Now, for many of us, when we're Googling a news story specifically or a specific outcome, we do get redirected to what would be like a aggregated outcome in terms of the feedback that we get from Google. It would typically redirect us to some of their platforms and even social media platforms that are affiliated with either Google, Meta, Microsoft, or OpenAI. And these essentially drive traffic away from the news houses or media institutions that actually print or publish this particular news outcome. So this moves the traffic away. So instead of you being redirected to a specific website, you might just be landing on a news page there where news is actually aggregated and gathered by these particular social media and big tech platforms. That is of concern because for media houses, essentially how they gain revenue is through advertising, and the advertising depends on the number of traffic that they're able to attract. When it comes to digital platforms, that means the number of clicks and eyeballs that essentially are on those websites. So if they're being redirected to the social media platforms, that becomes a concern. And this is essentially at the heart of the issue that the Competition Commission has found. After 16 months of participating in an inquiry into media and digital platforms, not only in South Africa, but also some of the proposals that have been shared abroad, they've come through with feedback that they want the likes of Google to, quote unquote, compensate South African news media between 300 million and 500 million annually in lost revenue. And this does come on the back of the fact that we've seen that this investigation has been going on not only for a while, but also other recommendations that they've made, especially in terms of how they can try to ensure that the traffic that they usually attract for their ads and for their own traffic and data purposes gets redirected to the media houses itself. So next time you're on a YouTube page, think about the fact that media houses and broadcasters typically post their videos on their own platforms, but might make it available on YouTube. But they also need to make it possible for them to monetize this particular content that alternatively would be driven to the likes of Google and other media platforms. So it's quite a contentious issue, one that has received positive outcomes. From what we understand in our conversation with the Competition Commission last night, they are looking to give this about another month just to have public commentary and some feedback from key stakeholders, and largely a positive response as well from the tech giants in the US.
Yeah. Now, if you've been listening to today's show, you will have heard that there's an estimated 40 million rand up for grabs today between Lotto Powerball and Powerball Plus. Now, the operator of the lottery, you always know who it is. We speak about them. And the interesting thing is, since the dawn of democracy, there's only been a handful of these operators that have been picked. So you get a chance, you bid, you get awarded the license for a fixed amount of time, and then when the license is over, they open up for another bid and they award somebody else. It'll usually be people like Ituba, it'll usually be people like, who's the other one? Google, remind me. But now, they are looking for a new license operator, and because of the delay, they may extend it by a year. Tell us about that.
Now, as you've correctly stated, there's a whole process to actually making sure that you can be a licensed operator in South Africa. And it comes with having the necessary infrastructure and, of course, support that might be required in order to ensure the distributions. The National Lotteries Council not only prioritizes lottery winnings, but also provides grants that are typically issued as well to various entities and institutions that actually need the funding from a social investment point of view. Now, it's been marred by negative headlines and the financial malfeasance, corruption over the last few years, much of which has been actively rolled out by whistleblowers within the institution. And there's a number of publications like the likes of Ground Up who have actually done exclusives to get further detail into the operations there. What we have seen is that there's been an ongoing call to seek a new operator for the license. And as you mentioned, Ituba was largely at the helm of it. Their license comes to an end on the 31st of May this year. Now, that's a concern because that essentially means that they cannot continue operating for the remainder of the year. But because the Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition, Park Stau, has announced an extension in the bid validity period, that means that they are still looking for a new license operator. So it keeps us in limbo because essentially it raises questions regarding how eTuba will continue rolling out national lottery tickets, if this will be frozen and paused, or if they'll likely receive an extension on eTuba's license itself. So it raises a number of questions, a lot of concerns here as well in terms of the adequate financial management and, of course, good governance and controls, making sure that their directors and leaders on board who are fit and proper within this particular function. The contract is said to be worth 180 billion rand over 5 years. So that obviously comes with great concerns about governance controls there. But a lot of questions have been left around this one, and it's one that we'll continue to keep our eye on Kayabiz.
Yeah, Utsingo was the other operator that I was thinking about that have had the contract in the past. Now, what are the markets saying?
Markets have been in negative territory. Largely yesterday, there was a strong response to what we saw from share prices like Naspers and Prosus. Even Sasol's results, which did disappoint the market but were largely in line with expectations, also pulled back slightly. 87,423 points is where the JSE All-Share Index will open up from after 9 o'clock today. Currency-wise, we had 18.39 to the US dollar, 23.20 to the British pound, and now at 19.23 against the euro.
Thank you very much. Brings you Kaya Biz. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.